That's what I'm talking about. Already Tuesday. Talented Tuesday. Well, today we have another car talk with Colton, Michael Jackson. That's my son. He's about to be 32, and there's a few things that I'd like to teach him, but I don't know if I can teach an old dog new tricks. I just like to premise this first before it is aired. Number one, I don't like cursing. Forgive me for cursing in a few of these. And number two, I don't like, especially when the profanity is the F word. And unfortunately, my son likes to use that word a lot. So forgive me in advance. So here's another car talk. Let me know what you think, because that's what I'm talking about. Might as well.
All right,
hi. Ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I was born
so
ready.
Check this out.
Okay.
This guy hits me up right now while I'm waiting for you to pick me up, and he goes, "How would you feel if 24, no, he says, what would, he goes, hello, if the sum of $2,500 was deposited into your Cash App or PayPal account right now, what will you use it for? Be honest. ?" And I put, probably to buy a car. He put, sounds good. Do you have a Cash App? I said, yeah. He said, what's your Cash App tag? And I said, are you serious? And then I sent him my Cash App tag. So he goes, yeah, hold on. And then he goes, he says something, he shows me the picture of the $2,500 he's about to put into my account. And then he sends this. All you have to do is invest and you will receive your money instantly within 2 minutes without any delay. And then he puts 70 will get you 1,000, 100 will get you 1,500, 150 will get you 2,500. So I said,
oh my God.
I said, ah, bro, I don't have the money. I just got out of jail. I can't be doing that. Sorry. Thanks, though. And he goes, this is what he says. He's good, though. He's
right.
Good. He has,
yeah,
like,
these are scammers.
He has these pre, like, what do you call it? Check this out. He goes,
wait, I got to tell you,
I'm a good
too.
Christian and God-fearing man.
Oh, my God.
I know what the Bible says about stealing or lying. And take a look at this Bible verse, these Bible verses.
These are Ephesians, thieves in wolf's clothing.
4:28.
Oh, great.
Exodus 20:15. And Romans. I'm not a scammer, and I will never be. I will never be one till I die. Just tell me how much money you have in your Cash App now to process, and you'll get paid immediately. I put nothing, zero. He put, okay. The payment will be made through your Facebook, or no. He goes, oh yeah, he said, the payment will be made through your Facebook account, and you will be given a free payment of $800 through Cash App. Do you have your Facebook Pay activated? I said, yes, let me double check. He said, you have to, he said, if I send you $800, this is what he said. He said,
what's this guy's name?
He said, okay,
what's this
I
guy's
will
name?
Help you. Hold on, his what, name's okay. Alfonso.
Alfonso, said, everybody, I hope you hear
he said,
that.
Okay, I will help you with 50 here to receive 800. Promise me, once you receive your payment of 800, you will give me 50 back. I said, absolutely, no problem. So, He goes. Okay, the pay will be made through your Facebook. So he goes from Cash App to Facebook. That's just weird. Why would you want to go through my Facebook Pay when you obviously have Cash App? Just Cash App me the money. That's why. I mean,
that's
obviously.
That's why you already are you're already getting the
I'm
red
not stupid.
Flags.
I'm just. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, this guy is really gonna send me $800, then fuck it, send me $800.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So am I supposed to turn here or not?
No, what you're supposed to keep going.
Tell what street? Once again, car talk. Okay, wait, it gets better. So it's like, okay, so, sensing some red flags here. So yeah.
Directions to probation office in Fontana. Okay, so
okay, keep
so
going.
So he hits me up with okay, we're on the right track.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We're always on the right track, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But,
we're trying to be on the right track.
Anyways. Okay. He says this, and then he goes, okay. And then he sends me a picture, and it says, $800, Colton Ipsen, deposited into your account. And he goes, waiting for authorization, 75% complete. A picture of it. So I say, I don't say anything, and then I wait a couple minutes. He goes, in order for authorization, I need your email and your password. He goes, I promise, I'm not scamming you. This is serious. He goes, you need to do this, bro. And I was like, so I just said, you know, hey, man, with all due respect, you know what I mean? Even if you are legit, he go. I said, I just don't feel comfortable doing that at this time.
You're nice. Does he get mean then?
No, he said, and then he said this. He just keeps pushing.
Okay, cool.
He kept pushing, like, and then.
Because I have a similar thing.
This is what he says. This is what he says. I will never fuck with anyone's day because karma is a mother that I don't have nothing to do with. So.
Already now Facebook, it's going from...
So what's your Facebook mail and email and password to get your payment attached?
He keeps closing for it.
I said, my bad, dude. I've been fucked with in the past, and I'm not willing to do that right now. I appreciate your offering this opportunity. I'm just not comfortable doing that.
You're super nice.
Yeah, I know.
You're kind.
I could just be like, fuck off, dude.
No, I mean, but still, you're super nice. Yeah. You know what I do? I just block them.
Yeah,
I know. I just block, block.
Well,
block.
Yeah.
Block.
There's so many scammers.
You need to block these people. I know. Can you imagine how many people fall for that?
Yeah.
Wait, I got a good one. Wait, is there more?
What? Or no, did that's you it.
Okay, so, check this out, Colton. With even real estate, they're scamming, right? All the time, right? So there's companies that give referrals and they say, you know, 20%, 25% will give you you could be on our special leads program. And all you have to do is sign up for it. And I always say, okay, up front, what is it going to cost me? It's free. I need to know bottom line. I don't want to waste my time. I've wasted way too many half an hours to 40 minutes just to listen to your very end where you say, I need to come up with $250 to get the process going. I go, no, give me the leads legitimately, and then I will give you 20% of the deal, period, or 25% of the deal, period. So, hey, guys, anybody out there that wants to refer me that has a real estate license, I can cut you back 25% if you don't want to do any of the work, you don't want to deal with anything, you're going on a vacation or whatever, I can totally legitimately give you 25% of the deal just by you handing me a name, a legitimate, viable lead.
Yeah.
So nothing's weird with that as long as they're licensed agents. And so these companies are preying upon these poor agents that are so dying for leads. And then they sell the same leads to everybody. So everybody's competing for the leads. But anyway, that's another thing. But these guys at the very end, so you got to figure, you do 10 of those, 10 at 250, what's that? 2,500. You get 10 agents to say yes. You got 2,500 by getting 10 yeses that day. And that company doesn't really give you any. I mean, they may give you some, but they're all really, most of them are crap.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just my little take on that. So what I do is I just say, as soon as I get a hit up, and now they're texting me, hi, I need help with a buyer. Do you need some leads? And so I need, or they'll say, I'm a buyer, I'd like some help. And they end up being investors. I'm like, oh, you just wanted flip jobs. You just wanted fixers that aren't on market. And so why do you hide with your outgoing stupid text message? Because it gets more annoying. Oh, is he doing more stuff?
He said $800 and it says pending.
Just say bullshit.
No, like it might go through.
No, don't, but don't.
I'm not going to do nothing, but if it pops up, then fuck yeah, I'm going to send him his
No, you don't back. Send him anything.
Why?
I would not.
What if I get $800?
Okay, check it out. That $800 may be bad money from somewhere.
Mom,
it may be extortion money. You know,
wow.
And then maybe it's a check he scammed, got cash, and he's getting $50 on it. You know what I'm saying? You should not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
What are you talking about? If the dude sends me $800, I'm taking it.
But what if
it's nothing? Like, it's not traceable. This is through Cash App.
But everything is traceable now.
Mom.
Okay, we're on Facebook. I mean, we're on.
If this dude sends me $800, I'm taking it.
Okay.
Like, that's all there is to it.
Okay, then don't give him back the $50. You're done. Don't give them back, because then they might be able to trace your account through that.
No, they can't do that. They can't do that.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay, Laurel Ave, make a left.
Wait, where?
In 2.3 miles.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would not trust that. I would say, no, because...
If I get $800 in my account, I'm going to say, thank you, dude.
They're going to cancel it, and then they're going to be happy you sent him $50.
You can't cancel it once it's on Cash App.
Right.
You can't do that. I've tried. Doesn't work.
But this isn't Cash App anymore. This
yes,
is Facebook.
Yes, it is Cash App.
Oh, I thought he was Facebook.
And you even on Facebook, once a payment's been sent via the internet, you cannot cancel it.
They can't say this is a big
They cannot
scam.
Do nothing.
Are they, or do you think they're like trying to lead you to do stuff?
Mom.
I don't know.
I don't give a shit. If the dude puts $800 in my account, thank you.
Okay, well, this is on our
like,
podcast
you're bad.
Right now.
You're bad.
Just so you know.
I understand that.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
But as far as I'm concerned, I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole. Whoever gives someone $800? Because what they're going to say, oh, you didn't realize you now are signed up into this. We signed you up in this.
They can't do
program.
That. How can they possibly do that legally? Think
but,
about it.
No, because they're crooks and they're
it.
Doing, they're going to jam
Think about
you
it.
Up.
Legally, how can they do that?
They don't care. They're illegal.
Okay,
they're doing
so,
things illegally.
So what you're trying to say
is they're scamming.
Is this guy that I have no clue who the fuck he is.
Right.
And he has no clue who I am. If he puts $800 in my account, I'm all of a sudden signed up for something?
He
How does
might,
that make sense?
He might be forging your name on shit or deciding you're going to do
How
stuff.
How in the hell?
Or you're going to invest. Suddenly, because you decided to go back with $50, you know, now suddenly that
How
was
does that? How is that a signature?
No,
Think
it's
about
a,
it.
No, because it's a actual guarantee, a lay of the land. You are actually going forward with the deal.
No,
so,
I'm not.
But because you said yes to his premise, he sent out what he does.
No, he didn't. None of this is legal. There's no notoriety, no nothing. There's nothing legally that they can do. And illegally, what's he going to do? Try and extort me?
Yeah.
How?
Like, or it sounds like he might have...
Where's he going to find out that I am?
What if those $800 aren't real?
What the hell do you mean? If it's on... Mom,
if
you have no clue about anything on... you have no clue about today, do you?
No,
like
I don't.
Like about the computers and,
no.
and how electronically shit goes through.
No,
like,
that's why I'm nervous about
yeah,
it all.
You just... Yeah, well, you're definitely...
I don't like that stuff.
You definitely need to catch up with the times.
Well, that's a good thing you're here then. You're helping me.
Because once that $800 in my account, that's
hey,
my money.
Where do I go, baby?
Like I said, make a left on Laurel.
Is that Laurel?
No, it's coming. It,
that's
1.3
Library.
Miles. It's
okay.
A ways away.
Oh, it's a little ways.
Yeah.
All right, well, this car talk was quite heated.
Well, no, it's not heated.
Oh, no.
It's not heated at all. It's just...
It's passionate.
You just don't, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's passionate.
You just don't understand, like today's, like... You know
oh,
I mean?
But I get a little bit.
Not really, because you're, like, trying to say that, like, okay, look. It's like being handed free money.
I don't believe anybody's going to hand you free money.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
But all I'm trying to say is if the guy does... You know what I mean, which would be weird.
Yeah.
And it's probably not
going
to happen.
I think it's all fake. It's all bullshit.
I don't care if it's fake. Like,
you're just entertaining him.
I'm just, yeah, like.
You're playing him. As long as he doesn't own you by something.
The $800 payment will be sent shortly.
See? It didn't happen. It's all BS. They're like, we'll get this guy. We're almost there. He's believing it. It's like the fishing. Like, they're throwing out the fish.
Just to attach to your page.
Don't do it.
What are you talking about?
Don't attach anything to your page.
I'm not attaching anything.
Hey, there's St. Joseph's. I never knew that was right there. St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Did you know that? Right there, look. In Fontana? Silence is golden. Why does my cell phone get hot? Is the battery blowing up or something in my hand? Does your cell phone get hot in your hand?
You're doing too much on me, that's why.
I'm blowing it up. My phone's literally blowing up. Dun-dun-dun. No, you don't like that one. All right, he's hyperfixating on something. Well, I don't know. I'm ready to turn off the car talk. What do you say?
Sure, I don't care.
Over.
Why the hell does your thing do that?
What?
Your phone.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Your phone does some weird shit.
It always does. Look at those mountains. Oh my gosh, it's so
mountains.
Pretty. Ooh, let's go snow skiing. So do I go left or right on Laurel?
You're supposed to make a left, I told you that.
But I have a short attention Short-term memory loss. Ever since my horse accident. I was 17. No, I was little when I fell. All right. Bye. Are you going to say anything?
What?
Are you going to talk?
No, like that was like, no.
That was a lot. It was exhausting. Yeah. Tired. How can I get tired?
Okay, look, you're supposed to make a left in 0.3 miles.
Oh, pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I got to go into probation and then I got to go test.
Oh, good.
Yeah, fuck.
That's part of that.
Starting.
That's all part
of
that.
And then Friday, next Friday, I got to go to my stupid car. Next Friday, I got to go to court, and then I got to do my orientation after court.
Where's that at?
Right there at Majors.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. Ooh, that's nice. All right, well, it is what it is. One foot in front of the other. I swear, I want to just drive straight up to Big Bear and go snow skiing. That'd be so much fun.
Like, you fucked up already. Yeah. It says make a right. Make a right.
This is Locust.
Make a right.
I'm
make
not.
Right.
I'm making a left.
It says make a right.
I'm sorry. I can't. It's too hard to.
You're a terrible driver.
Actually, I'm pretty good
driver. You should have just made a quick right.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not okay.
Why?
Because now we're going to have to go the long way.
No, I'm going to go like this and go out this way and go that way.
No, you already
messed up. Because I got to go back
to... No, you can't do it that
Laurel.
Way. Nope. You're supposed to go right and then make another right and then make another
right. They just wanted me to go around the block. Why can't I go into Stater Brothers parking lot?
Because...
And then go in there and come out this way and go back that way and go up.
This Stater Brothers looks like the one that's down there on Euclid on the south by Encino.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Chino. What is that? Yeah, that's Chino, right? Euclid and something?
Oh, yeah, huh? Euclid and... You like saying that word. Euclid and dude, Riverside Drive.
It's one of my favorite words.
I think a lot of people like that word.
Is that a problem?
Not really. It's how you reproduce.
Oh, you... Man, you are the worst.
Why?
With navigating.
What do you mean? I'm doing good. It's better than going around and down the stupid area there.
No.
Around the block.
It's not.
All right. I like it. It's my way. Or the highway.
Or the highway. It's my way.
Or the highway.
Or here we go. It's my way or the sidewalk.
Ah. Or hoofing it.
Oh, shit. Wait, where are you going? Slow down.
You told Laurel. Me to go to Laurel.
Laurel. Yeah, I know. You already passed it earlier, so don't pass it again.
Okay, I think it's the light, right?
I don't think so.
Laurel. Laurel and Hardy.
It's coming up.
Laurel.
See,
see, I was smart to do it my way.
No, you weren't. You messed up.
All right, but...
For sure.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
It's going to be all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
Everything's gonna be okay.